Ready?
Good afternoon, everyone. We would like to welcome you to today's meeting, concurrent meeting of the Fire Technical Advisory Committee along with the Special Occupancy Technical Advisory Committee. I'm Marlita Peters. I'm going to help facilitate your call today. And we would like to begin by taking roll of the fire TAC. Please answer by saying here. Hamid Bahadori.
Here.
We have Bobby DeWar for alternate for Peter Schwab.
Here.
Joe Belcher. Jeff Gross. Robert Hamburger.
Here.
Brad Schiffer.
I'm here.
Joe Holland. Jim Schock.
Here.
Once again, do we have Joe Belcher?
He wasn't there.
Jeff Gross. Or Joe Holland?
I think he's on mute or something.
If you're hearing me, you might want to check this *6 to unmute your phone. Or on some phones, it's #6. We do have a quorum for the Fire Technical Advisory Committee. Now we'll take a roll call for the Special Occupancy TAC. Please answer by saying here. Don Whitehead.
Here.
Crystal Myers for Jim Guinness.
Here.
Rick Hilburn.
Here.
Steve Martin. Tony McNeil.
Here.
Bob Vincent. Scott Waltz. Steve Martin. Bob Vincent. Or Scott Waltz. We do have a quorum for the special ox, so we will move ahead. We'll introduce those who are here in the room.
Mo Madani.
Robert Bimbo.
Tom Campbell.
Chris Howell.
Robert Lorenzo.
Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the call today? Is everyone hearing me on the phone?
Yeah, I hear you, Lucas.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you. All right, Fire TAC, let's move ahead to approve the agenda as posted if you have no changes.
Jim Schock moves approval.
Schiffer second.
Schock and Schiffer. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 We would also like to approve the previous minutes of June the 7th, 2019, and July 9th, 2019 meeting minutes if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
Schock, move approval.
Schiffer, second.
Schock and Schiffer. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Special Occupancy TAC. Let's approve the agenda as posted.
Whitehead, move approval.
And the second?
Myers.
Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We'd like a motion to approve the previous minutes of July the 12th of 2019 if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
Whitehead, move approval.
Thank you. Second?
Myers.
Myers, thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Our item on the agenda today for review is to consider and discuss a request for declaratory statement DS 2019-048. By We Care Pediatric Extended Care Corporation. Do we have a representative on the line from We Care? Having no response, Mo, would you like to move to staff analysis?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mo Madani, and as we have done before, assuming everybody has seen the staff analysis, which is posted on the agenda, and the subject matter at this point is DS-2019-048. The petitioner is seeking a declaratory statement on whether the prescribed pediatric extended care center can be classified as business occupancy in accordance with Section 304.1. And there's a specific questions on that, which is mainly, is the prescribed pediatric extended care center considered a Florida Building Code 2017 Section 304.1 business group B occupancy? The project in question is, or the petitioners, mainly We Care Pediatric Extended Care Corp, which We Care PVEC is a center that allows Medicaid eligible children from birth through age 20 with medically complex condition to receive continual medical care in non-residential setting. When approved, children can attend the center up to a maximum of 12 hours per day while receiving nursing services, personal care, developmental therapies, and caregiver training. Looking at the code, I've given you some code sections here. Section 304.1, business group B, which is what the petitioners would feels that the classification should fall under. As you see in the business group B occupancy, it include, among others, the use of a building or structure or a portion thereof for office, professional, or service type transaction, including storage, etc. And as part of the list of the groups, it given us ambulatory care facilities, clinic, outpatients, as you read in the code, in Chapter 2, it defines ambulatory care facility, building or portion thereof used to provide medical, surgical, psychiatric, nursing, or similar care on less than 24 hours basis to persons who are rendered incapable of self-preservation by the services provided. And then there is a definition of incapable of self-preservation, person who, because of age, physical limitation, mental limitation, chemical dependency, or medical treatment, cannot respond as an individual to an emergency situation. Also, we looked at Section 308.6, Institutional Group I-4, Daycare Facility, which mainly said Institutional Group I-4 occupancy shall include building and structure occupied by more than 5 persons of any age who receive custodial care for fewer than 24 hours per day by persons other than parents or guardians, relatives, bloods, etc. And it then given us two subclassification or adult daycare and child daycare. Also, we look Section 466 daycare occupancy, which is really the requirement that comes from ACA and for the Fire Prevention Code as part of the special occupancy requirements from state agency. Looking at the Florida Fire Prevention Code also, it defined daycare occupancy as an occupancy in which 4 or more clients receive care, maintenance, and supervision. The other thing we looked at is Rule 59A-13.0022, Fire Safety and Emergency Procedure of ACA, the Agency of Health Care Administration. If verbatim in that rule, it does address this type of facility, which is the PPEC center. It says not conform to the state standards prepared by the state fire marshal, chapter 69A36, and it says uniform fire safety standard for child care facilities. Also reading from the fire prevention code, rule 69A-36, which is the state marshal, it does give us mainly the indication that this rule 69A-36 is specific to non-residential child care facility designed to care for infants and children aged 0 through 17, etc. So based on all this, and to be, after looking at what's really in the code and these rules and all that, the question being asked is that, is the prescribed pediatric extended care center considered a Florida Building Code 207 section 304.1 business group B occupancy? Answer, there is two options here for answer, one from the petitioner, one from staff. Option one, petitioner. Petitioner believed that the answer to the question outlined above is yes. Petitioner believed that the definition of the Florida Building Code 2017 section 304.1 business group B occupancy best represent the true occupancy of the prescribed pediatric extended care PPEC center. Option two, the staff, the answer to the petitioner question is no, pursuant to section 308.6 Florida Building Code Building 6 edition 2017, the facility in question would fall under the occupancy classification of group I-4 and the code requirement of this section 466 of Florida Building Code Building 6 edition 2017 for daycare occupancy. Thank you. Any question?
Fire Attack, begin with you for any clarifying questions.
Okay, this is Schiffer, and obviously I'd be asking whoever's proposing this, and so I guess it'll be Mo. Mo, do you think there's any problem with self-preservation in what they're doing?
I think the key to the whole thing is two things. Is there's the self-preservations and not self-preservation. The way I see it, it seems that the description as provided in the petition, there's no indication that you're dealing with individual who is really incapable of self-preservation. And that's why, and also it seems that the state agency, ACA, already addressed the subject by declaring them as a daycare occupancy based on their functions and business function. I'm not sure if Scott Waltz on the line or not to weigh on this. But when I talked to him about this, his take on it was, yeah, this should be considered as daycare occupancy as per 466. So that's why I went that route.
Hello, thank you. Hello, this is Habib.
Hi.
Question for you, Mo.
Hi. So you've been in contact with ACA and they are licensing you as daycare centers?
They licensed, if you recall, I did refer, included their rule, which they do license these facilities. Yes, they license them as a daycare facility.
So ACA actually licenses daycares?
They license these facilities in their rule. Child care facilities, as per 59A-13.0022. There's other daycare facility with children and family they do, but for these kind of type of services, it is in their rule.
I would say it would be important for the state to have one answer to this question, right?
I'm sorry, I could not hear you, Amiri.
I said it's important to have a consistent answer to this question.
That's correct. And that's really what I'm trying to, what really why I provided the answer as it is. It's just to be consistent with the state agencies, how they handle this. I thought Scott Waltz will be on the phone. He's a TAC member, and I did.
We'll get to them in a second.
But go ahead.
Are
you there? Okay, good, good, Scott. You can weigh on this, Scott, if you like.
Anyone else from the fire TAC with questions, clarifying questions for Mo?
Jim Schock here.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'm leaning toward Mo's answer of option two as well. I think, you know, 553, it states there, it's the intent not to have a conflict between the building codes and the fire codes. And I think these rules kind of guide us in that direction. And it's probably the more specific of the two options. I can see the confusion, though, but I'm inclined to believe that option two would be the correct option.
Joe Belcher, have I made contact yet?
Go ahead, Mr. Belcher. We're on the fire TAC. Clarifying questions at this time.
Thank you. I've been redialing in. This is my third time. I couldn't seem to make an audio connection for some reason. I agree as well. I support the option two based on the knowledge or the information that was given. There's not really anything else there to say, and I read the rules that Mo provided and looked a little further into the rules, and I do believe this is the way the state would look at it as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from Fire TAC with clarifying questions? Special occupancy.
Yeah, this is Jeff Gross.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, this is Jeff Gross. I started. I joined late. Sorry. Scott. I guess Scott's on the phone from ACCA. The ambulatory surgical centers used to be under business B, and then the code bought them out and made them special occupancy. But in the old days, we used to do special procedure rooms, and even a dentist could use gases and things on patients in the business occupancy. Is this not a business occupancy? I don't understand. If this isn't licensed as an ambulatory surgical center, but it's daycare, is it the daycare that's putting it into the eye occupancy?
Yeah, it's the I-4, if you read the I-4, is a daycare occupancy.
But they're doing medical procedures. Is it that they stay the whole day for the medical procedure? I don't understand. You can do a medical procedure in the doctor's office.
I'm not
the
sure.
Procedure room is one.
Jeff, I would defer to if Scott there, I think maybe he can give us more information on this one.
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, it is business occupancy, but it's a subcategory, a subclassification of business occupancy. So it's not similar to an eye occupancy, but less than 24 hours. So there are patients that are incapable of surgical preservation, but they're not staying overnight. So that's a distinction. But it is classified under business, which it always has been. We do have a special chapter in the building code, which addresses just ambulatory surgery centers, and this actually would be a broader category, which encompasses ambulatory surgery centers, but also includes other buildings as well that might not involve all surgery.
Fire TAC, any further questions or comments? Special occupancy TAC, any clarifying questions?
This is Don Whitehead. Scott, are you saying that it would be I-4 or business?
Business.
So you're saying should be classified as business, but in then also should meet 466? Scott.
Okay.
Are you saying that should be classified as business, but it's also
the defect.
It should be.
Sorry, yeah. No, the defect should be I-4. I believe, yes.
Yeah, because right. That's what really the... We used to actually, in the early stages of the Florida Building Code, if you recall, we used to remove I-4 occupancy from the code and refer to daycare. But then the I-code started revising the language where it became consistent right. with the daycare language for I-4, and that's why we've done away with removing the I-4. The purpose was to correlate with the Florida Fire Prevention Code. So, yeah, I think I-4 and 466, that really seems that the more logical thing.
Yeah.
Anyone else in special occupancy TAC with clarifying questions or comments?
Marley, this is Rick Hilburn.
Go ahead, Rick.
I was, and maybe yourself and Mo can help me clarify this, is the, I'm kind of hung up on the definition of you got incapable of self-preservation versus custodial care, because it, I think to me it comes down to the type of clientele being serviced as to what occupancy the building's going to be classified at. The client or the applicant has clearly stated 0 to 17 as the age group being serviced. And when you get a incapable of self-preservation, I mean, you can take that from infant to somebody that is literally not get out of a building unless there is somebody actually guiding them out. And this is custodial care, is leading me to believe by definition that anybody in that building has the ability to respond to emergency situations. I'm having problems. I mean, the way the definitions are reading, I'm leaning toward business. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at right now as far as making the delineation between occupancy.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I looked at both, and the more I by reading the rules and established by ARCA and how they handle it, I don't know.
Can we get a fire check comment, or are we on special occupancy only, Marley?
Yes, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that the previous speaker there, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name. You hit the nail on the head when you said, zero to 17. When you have an infant in one of these places, they're not going to be able to respond in a fire. They're going to have to be taken care of. If you read the institutional group I-4 daycare, it describes this facility very precisely, pretty much, I think. They're definitely getting, they're definitely going to have help getting out. Maybe, you know, once they get up in the upper ages, but you don't know, there's no way of knowing how many of the younger ones are going to be there, how many of the older ones are going to be there, and it does say of any age, more than five-thirds of any age. I don't see how you could call that business. If you'd wind up, I think, causing some life safety issues if you had a number of young ones in there. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments from either TAC?
This is Shipper, and a question to Mo. Mo, did you review the requirements in 422, which are for ambulatory? Would that make it that much different than a daycare?
Well, that's for, if you read it, it does talk about for those incapable of self-preservation. So I didn't see that the services provided in the description of the project lead me to say these people are incapable of self-preservation. So that's where I kind of felt that going with daycare and I-4 and the way that ARCA have looked at it and the fire marshal, it seems made more sense to me.
Okay. I mean, because one thing it's saying that these are Medicaid patients, Medicaid eligible anyway, and they have complex, medically complex conditions. So, I mean, this isn't just a bunch of little kids in a daycare. These are in there for special treatments or at least to be observed or something. It does make them a little bit, in my mind.
Well, I think the key is that whether or not their condition has rendered them incapable of self-preservation. You know, if they're being rendered incapable of self-preservation by a procedure they're undergoing or their medical condition renders them incapable of self-preservation, then I would agree with the bid in this ambulatory healthcare facility. But I don't believe that's the case. They're there, and they do have medical conditions that are being treated for, but not ones that are going to keep them from being able to self-rescue. Their age might, but that's the same condition as for a daycare facility.
They could have a medical or a disability that would make them incapable when they come in. So, but anyway, I think the weakest point in my mind, and we can move on, is that if the fire code defines pretty precisely with the initial of the PPDC, and they say to treat them as child care, then I don't think we should go a different way.
So, I think that what we're looking at here is that there's, even as adults, sometimes when we go in for treatment or release the same day, they still advocate that somebody drive us home. So in many cases, even though the children may be as old as teenagers, we still can't presume that they're going to be okay to be able to get out. They may be under the influence of something.
Okay, TAC members, any further questions? Comments? Anyone from the public with comments or questions? Hearing none, Fire TAC will begin with you with a motion.
This is Schiffer. I'll make a motion that based on the wording of Rule 59A-13.022, I move past recommendation.
Now, option two, is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Option two.
Second. Belcher second.
Belcher second. Any further discussion? Fire TAC? Hearing none, all those in favor of this motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Motion stands. Special occupancy TAC, we'll entertain a motion from you.
This is Don Whitehead. I'll move a motion to approve option two presented by staff.
Walt second.
Whitehead and Waltz. Any further discussion, special occupancy TAC members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion for option two, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion stands. Do we have any further comments or questions or issues to be brought to the TACs today? Hearing none, we'll do a final roll call. We'll begin with Fire TAC. Please answer by saying here. Hamid Bahadori.
Here.
Bobby DeWar.
Here.
Joe Belcher.
Here.
Jeff Gross. Robert Hamburger.
Here.
Here.
Jeff, that was you, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Brad Schiffer?
Still here.
Joe Holland? Jim Schock?
Here.
Special occupancy TAC? Answer by saying here. Don Whitehead?
Here.
Crystal Myers?
Here.
Rick Hilburn?
Here.
Steve Martin? Tony McNeil?
Here.
Bob Vincent. Scott Waltz.
Here.
That concludes our meeting for today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your time and attention to this matter. It's 2:30, and our meeting is adjourned.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I did a good job.
Thank you.
She sent you an email.